Councilmember, are you going to stop oil and coal trains from coming through downtown?
Yeah.
Aren't they going through the market right now? Like right by the market?
They actually go underneath the city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they go in the tunnel that goes underneath the city.
Yeah, yeah. So is that, how is that going to be stopped?
It's going to take a really big effort because the city, like the city government on its own, doesn't have as much leverage as the city, all of the voices. So, you know, legally, does the city control the railroads? No, the railroads made it a long time ago that they have quite a bit more sway.
Right.
So
interstate
we need
commerce.
A lot of folks to jump in and help. So it's going to be the state, it's going to be local government, and it's just going to be regular people who are banging on Congress's door about this.
Does the city have the same kind of clout in the state? I mean, with, you know, as soon as Ed Murray was announced as the head of the caucus, all of a sudden you get that sort of Republican-led caucus in the Senate. So, I mean, can the city prevent things like this that meet the city's ethos but don't necessarily jibe with the rest of the state?
Not unless you got people backing up the issue. So if you get a lot of people who are letting their state representative know, wherever that state representative is from, hey, this is an issue. I mean, the great thing, the thing that's probably strongest for us is that it's not just Seattle. It's Edmonds. It's Mukilteo. It's all of these areas where you've got real challenges with dense population. You've got a lot of folks living where we want them to live with minimal, you know, more minimal carbon footprint. But that means that when you've got at-grade crossings, where you've got any kind of hazardous substance coming through an urban area, that's one issue. And then just the issue of should that be part of our economic contribution to the world and to our climate change efforts.
We have a different ethos in this part of the world than they do in most other places.
You know, I would say many of us do. I wouldn't say that's uniform in the state, though. I mean, that's why we're having such a big debate about it, right? So there are folks who still believe that this is standing in the way of commerce and good business, and that they know a smarter way.
And one last thing, that whole, what was it, Quebec, where the train obliterated like two square blocks or something like that?
Yeah,
you think that these
the
kinds of things happen. But
accidents happen. You know, it's we're humans, right? So even though it's a train, somebody has to set the train in motion, somebody has to program it to stop, whatever it is. But human error is a part of anything that we're putting in motion.
Thanks for being here.